Hello and good afternoon. Perhaps people could appreciate more about how to serve God and appreciate what Christ has done for them if they could remind themselves of the sufferings of Christ more often. What I'm getting at is that very often what we find are religious groups that want to practice, say, the Lord's Supper, for example, once a year or once a quarter, but what's wrong with continually reminding ourselves of the sufferings of Christ? It doesn't degrade those sufferings of Christ in that the Scriptures themselves constantly remind us of this fact, and that doesn't mean that they're being flippant about it or trying to degrade it in any form or fashion. Instead, right the opposite. The Scriptures are exalting the fact that Jesus Christ has suffered for us, therefore we should remember what He went through so that we can understand, I can do just a little bit for Him, can't I? It says here in the Bible, as you read in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, that Christ suffered for sins once, the righteous for the unrighteous, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit. As you look there in 1 Peter chapters 2 and 3, you find that there is a very rich understanding of the apostles of exactly what Jesus went through, garnered from the Old Testament references. That is, they were brought up with those Old Testament prophets and all the things that would happen with the Messiah and the kind of Messiah they should expect. And then Jesus opened up the Scripture for them and then instituted the Lord's Supper there on that day of the Passover so that they could understand exactly what it was that they needed to do. And what they needed to do was to be constantly reminded of Jesus' sufferings for them. He was despised and rejected of men, the Bible says, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and one from whom men hide their face. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That's from Isaiah chapter 53. Such a wonderful passage of Scripture to remind us of exactly what God had in store for the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And here's what's amazing about it. Jesus was on this earth and knew the Old Testament Scripture. He had access to Isaiah chapter 53. He knew what to expect and what was coming for him. So he would remind his disciples, well, here's what's going to happen to the Son of Man. But even knowing that he would suffer such things, he still was willing to do it for you and for me. All the wonderful love of God is shown through Jesus Christ, because it points out that even at the time that he was crucified, just like any of us, he didn't desire death, but he desired to do the will of God even more than the fear of death. He began to be sorrowful, it says, and sore troubled. And then he says unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Matthew 26, verses 36 through 39. In the days of his flesh, you see, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. The Son of Man, Jesus Christ, also the Son of God, the Savior of all mankind, the Christ, that is, the Anointed One of the Father, he dedicated his life. And that's what he desires of us, to give a dedication unto God. Now, you're not going to live perfectly like Jesus, but to follow in his footsteps with the commitment to say there is more than just this life here. There is something that is worthwhile to remember, and there is something worthwhile to live for. And that one to remember is Jesus Christ and him dying for your sins on the cross. And the purpose that he has for us in life is to go out and to follow in his ways and to do good. How many times did Jesus have to teach and to show us it is better to give than to receive? That it's better to be a servant and to live the life of service and thereby lead people by virtue of your humbleness and all of the good things that you can do for them instead of living for yourself, instead of trying to live with an overbearing way about you. The ways of Jesus Christ are in humility and in obedience and in the fearful expectation of the need to give that obedience and to learn through sufferings. It's not the way of Jesus Christ for us to back down from difficulties in life, but rather to use these as a positive way, as a teaching tool, in order to get us to have our character molded and formed in the image of Jesus Christ. In the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications, God hasn't left us without any help in this world. We continually have access unto him through Jesus Christ as Christians in prayer. Therefore we can pray unto him, as indeed our Father who art in heaven. It's the aim of this radio broadcast and everything that we say and do, to get us to know and to have a better relationship with God through Jesus Christ. We want you to be able to say more than just, my Creator in heaven. We want you to indeed be able to say, my Father in heaven. Our aim is to get you to be a part of God's family, you see. Not for somebody to just be able to say, well, yeah, God made me, but for us to have access through Christ in that prayer to the intercessive power of Jesus Christ and the power that God gives and the blessings that he shows to his children. If you will follow in the footsteps of Jesus and render gospel obedience, then you will have access to that power. I'm not trying to be mysterious. I'm just trying to show you that there are blessings that come to Christians. And one of those great spiritual blessings, which is in Christ, Ephesians chapter 1, is prayer itself. Not that God doesn't know that you're praying if you're praying outside of Christ, but you do not have the same relationship to the Father that you could have. Don't you long to have that wonderful and best relationship that you can have in Christ where you say, I have all the benefits of Jesus' death. He died for me, and he died in such a way that I can remind myself of that, and it will keep me on the straight and narrow path, and I will live for him. It became him, that is Jesus, for whom are all things and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory to make the author of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Hebrews chapter 2, as you read in verses 10 through 18. The sufferings of Jesus Christ were for a purpose. Not so that we might sit back and just say, oh, what a beautiful story, you know, I'm glad that Jesus did that for me, but so that we ourselves might live that same kind of dedicated life, maybe full of sufferings here in this world, but at the same time, as we bear up underneath them, we are promised the same habitation of God, the city of God, New Jerusalem, the wonderful place that God has promised to bless us with. Jesus Christ now reigns from that place, and he will take us to be with himself. The elders which are among you, the Bible says, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ. That's what the Apostle Peter said. He saw firsthand those things that they had done unto Jesus, and we, each one of us, desire to experience with the closest fellowship that you can have in the Spirit the presence of Jesus Christ. The punishment of hell is to be cast forth from the fellowship of God. You're not in the presence of God. He can't bear to live in the presence, you see, of sin and sinful ways and sinful people and all of that. So since he's not going to fellowship that, the punishment of hell, people think of it as they say, oh, well, it's fire and things like that. But those words simply convey the intensity of it, the intensity of losing the comfort and fellowship of God and of his Son. And when you do not have that, then there is an eternal torment for you in that. Far better it is to serve the Lord now and to devote ourselves to a continual remembrance of Jesus Christ so that we make our lives better day by day. If you ever get to where you think you're going to fall to temptation, then yes, give us a call. We can help you study through it or do something else that will get your mind off of it. You know, whatever the difficulty you may have is, just give us a call, 487-5342, and anybody from the Mount Gilead Church of Christ wants to help you, and we want you to help us to stay away from sin. But the very best motivation of all is to realize that Jesus Christ has suffered for you, and surely you can put up with just a little bit for a little while in order to be received by Jesus Christ into heaven. You can surely handle the temptations of the devil coming at you for just this little while upon this earth, because Jesus put up with so much more. He suffered for you. Therefore, we remember that, and it keeps us in line, and it makes sure that we are going to follow in his footsteps, and we just tell ourselves, you know, Jesus did it, and he gives me the strength to overcome as well. Inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, the Bible says, rejoice, that at the revelation of his glory you also may rejoice with exceeding joy. I encourage you to study upon all these passages, both in 1 Peter and in Romans, in Philippians, 2 Timothy. They're all over the place. In the Old Testament, Isaiah 53, and many other places. The groundwork was laid all the way back in Genesis, and it's fully explained as you go throughout the rest of the Scriptures. It's all over the place in the Bible. The sufferings of Christ, which keep us from sin, and as we learn from them, they allow us to be able to live closer to Jesus day by day. Do you realize what the Lord has done for you? Doesn't that motivate you to want to live for him? Doesn't that motivate you to want to put down whatever it is that you're doing and wasting time with and get up and go to church on Sunday morning? Doesn't it motivate you to want to go out and do a good deed instead of wasting your life upon yourself all the time? Give up the ways of selfishness, of greed, of covetousness, of any kind of avarice or immorality, and embrace Jesus Christ. That's our goal at the Mount Gilead Church of Christ, and you're welcome to come worship with us at any opportunity you may have. Come and see us, and it'll do you good.